First things first, how's the health? How's the
body? I feel good apart from a little grid one, a couple of weeks, hopefully back for the second champ. A lot of cricket this winter, just a niggle. Happens, innit? So I'll be good as new soon.
As much as you can judge the things on the weird and wonderful social media, I get the sense that you're quite fitness focused, love the gym. What do you do kind of away from cricket if you get a chance? Because obviously you've had a busy schedule.
Yeah. I mean, if it lets me, I do enjoy my fitness, love to do it. So even now I've got calf thing, I'm trying to swim and do upper body stuff and starting biking and stuff. But yeah, I do love it. I've got just about finished my S&C level 4, which is nice to have, a lot of Olympic lifting and stuff. So it's nice to have that, and hopefully I'll put that into my future. Obviously got my fastball in the academy, which I'm trying to do when I'm not away with England, popping in and do that Monday nights, Saturdays. I think that finishes this week. But yeah, I like to be active, obviously. Do a lot of strength and conditioning stuff that she helps me stay on the park a lot of the time.
Yeah, I bet. And in terms of this season then, what's a squad? I've seen Andrew walk by. As a squad have you been talking about in terms of how you step up and challenge and get that trophy back?
It pretty much started when we'd finished. Even like that night after the day we got beat, the lads had a few beers and you're thinking about next year. Like, think why we're doing with this year, with the amount of good cricketers that we've got. And I'm not being this winter, but when I've been back, you can see the passion. The guys want to get better, need to improve. We're not in the lead position anymore. We're hunting Middlesex, and obviously it might give the lads a kick up the backside. Maybe took them for granted, them two that we won, and thought the third might have fallen into place. But see, last year it didn't happen, but this year the lads are dying to win it again. Put ourselves in contention, especially the last couple of weeks going into the final game. But a lot of strong squads this year, a lot of good teams, so everyone you play against is a good team, so you can't just think about the end game. It's obviously this week against Hampshire, so the lads are looking forward to getting back out there.
And obviously with England, if I asked you what the ambition is, it's to play every game and represent your country as much as possible. But where do you see yourself slotting in terms of Test cricket? What's your end game in that regard? As much as you can control these things, obviously.
I feel I'm in a good spot, white ball cricket. I feel like I deserve to be in that 11 and right now after performing. Test cricket, I want to play for Yorkshire. You never know. I wanted to start. If you take five for, get 100, get 5 feet, you're back in contention. But not to be. But when I'm playing, obviously, my end game while I'm playing cricket is to play for England in all forms. That'll be till the day I retire. So even when I'm 42, still playing county cricket, I still want to play for England. So,
well, Brian Close, you know, played Test cricket later in life, so you never know.
So yeah, let's keep it going that way. Obviously, I want to play cricket in all formats, and to play on an Ashes too would be nice for me, wouldn't it? To go out there and do it, especially since one of my first trips was an Ashes back in the day. But Yorkshire's got a strong squad, and you want to be fighting for that red ball place.
Yeah.
So that's my aim.